You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it's the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. I'm Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, one of our other co-hosts, experts. We'll be back soon. So to join us on the show, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up at 7...
Joe, I got to interrupt you. My sister just emailed me on one of our... on the UDocs email line we get. I didn't know my sister listened to it, but in any case, she's listening to the radio show tonight, and she said, Mike, remember, you'll be married 40 years also on April 15th.
Yes, sir.
So I've got to say, of course, Nancy is wonderful. She's my wife, and we will be married, just like you and yours, we will be married 40 years on April 15th. You'll beat us by a few months.
Some eerie similarities with the anniversary and a wife with the same name. That is eerily similar. So...
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe those Nancys keep us sane.
Well, they keep me. She keeps me going. So, congratulations to you. A couple minutes ahead of time, a couple months ahead of time. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 after the hour. Pollution in China. What else is new? Arsenic. Have you tested your well for arsenic? And climate change equals ocean change. What does that mean, Dr. Ginsberg? At 20 after the hour. Dr. Arthur Perry now with us today, so they'll find some volunteer to pitch in, I'm sure, before that time.
You're the volunteer, Joe.
I know. I'm happy to do it. I have no problem with that. And another RealAge tip of the week before the end of the hour. Any hints on that?
Yeah, this one is how to prevent yourself from developing macular degeneration. And obviously, this is especially important if you have one parent or more with it. Macular degeneration is the commonest cause of eyesight degradation as you get older. And there are a whole bunch of things you can do to change your genes, even if it's strongly related in your family.
Is it hereditary?
There is some hereditary nature of it, but there's also some other things you can do to stop that hereditary effect. So... in other words, what we say, and one of the news stories this week that is really important, is how do you change genes? Well, you don't change genes, but you turn the proteins they make on or off. And one of the news stories this week is about carrots.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, carrots, the beta carotene in carrots decreases the production of a protein in diabetes that inhibits the secretion of insulin. So carrots are a way of decreasing the risk of type 2 diabetes and the complications from type 2 diabetes. On the other hand, vitamin E increased the production of that protein and increased your risk of type 2 diabetes.
So carrots good for the eyes too, by the way?
No, you know, that's one of the great myths of all times. Carrots, in World War II, we had a war department, not a defense department.
Yeah.
And they had developed radar long before the Germans had, and we were able to shoot down their planes more effectively because of that. And so we didn't want them to know that it was radar that was our advantage. We wanted them to think that it was our pilots' great eyesight. So we started the rumor in 1939 that eating more carrots would help their eyesight and would lead to better flyers. So that's how that's persisted to this day. It has nothing to do with carrots. It was just a way of throwing off the people we were fighting, the Germans largely, but also the Japanese, from trying to uncover what it was and trying to steal our radar. Instead, they thought it was just the carrots and maybe they should feed their pilots more carrots. And that's how carrots got known as good for the eyes. It had nothing to do with science. It was actually a rumor started.
So something mom was wrong about for a change. right? Mom was always right, but I guess not in this case.
If mom was always right, I wouldn't say mom was wrong.
No, well, you know, with the carrot thing, I guess it. Earlier,
she was misled by the War Department.
There's got to be something good to come out of carrots for something else. As you mentioned in that story with the diabetes-causing genes. Earlier on my morning, this week on my morning show in Syracuse, I talked about a story about how 50% of kids, young kids, don't get vaccinated against, you know, mumps, measles, rubella. And if they do get vaccinated, 50% of them get vaccinated late. And that's not a good thing, I guess. And I asked our expert why that is. Why are these parents reluctant to get their kids vaccinated? Well, you know, they hear it's not a good thing. And why? Because it's a myth. I guess medically, number one, it's a myth, and urban legend tells these people, and what they maybe read on certain internet websites, that getting kids vaccinated isn't a good thing. But these parents get these crazy ideas, but your kids should get vaccinated, right?
Absolutely. We cover that in the book, You Raising Your Child.
Yep.
Even in you having a baby and you raising your child, we have a nice chapter. We interviewed over 150, quote, experts in the area, half on the anti-vaccine, half the vaccine. We looked through the data. There's a 40,000 times, this is huge, 40,000 times chance you're going to get a benefit compared to a risk. And the benefits are preventing death, preventing serious disease. So the benefits and risks are about equal in magnitude, but 40,000 times more likely to get a benefit from a vaccination than harm from one.
What
so
is the risk?
No doubt.
What is the risk?
Well, there are some inflammatory diseases. There is, for example, with the flu shot, there are apparently about two cases of Guillain-Barré a year. So there are some serious disease risks, but it prevents, you know, if everyone got vaccinated, it would probably prevent 30,000 more deaths. So the chance of a benefit compared to a risk is so substantial that everyone should get all the childhood vaccinations.
What is the risk of sending kids to school if 50% of these kids don't get vaccinated or late? What is the risk of sending these kids to school unvaccinated?
Well, they do get a higher chance of getting the disease before they get vaccinated. So that is a real risk, and with that comes all the risks of the disease. So you really do want to have, I mean, we went through it in detail. We went through the schedule. The alternative schedule can work, but it's easiest to stick with what we call the AAPD or the CDC schedule. It's a safe schedule. It's been demonstrated that way. And it is clear, and when I say safe, that doesn't mean without risk. It just means that the benefits are 40,000 times greater than the risk.
Right.
So there still is risk, but it's just a huge benefit over risk ratio.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up at 20 after the hour. Before we go to the break, the healthiest state in the country, Dr. Mike, is what?
Well, I'm going to have you guess at it.
Oh, boy. My guessing is terrible. I never get them right. I never, ever get them right.
Well, it is Vermont.
It's Vermont.
And if you look at the healthiest states in the nation, Vermont is number one based on a series of diseases, has a 5.1% unemployment rate. Hawaii is number two, 5.2%. New Hampshire is number three, 5.7%. You notice the trend? States that are healthy have low unemployment rates. That's because they're more competitive for jobs because they have much lower costs. So I don't think it's a coincidence that the states with the healthiest populations also have the lowest unemployment rate. I think being healthy makes the state more competitive for jobs and for companies moving in.
There's a stress factor involved in that then, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Vermont, number one. Healthiest state of the nation. Listening in Vermont today, our tip of the hat to you. What's toxic and what's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg is coming up after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Gary Ginsberg here. What's toxic and what's not? Welcome to the show again, Dr. G.
Hi, guys. I hope you're all staying warm out there. There's been quite the cold snap.
Yeah, it really has. I feel bad for anybody who might have a frozen pipe out there.
Hopefully the present company is excluded on that, but I think I have a frozen pipe. I just got back from being in Washington all week at a meeting, and my house was a little chilly. But anyway, I've talked a lot about BPA on the show. What I haven't talked too much about is bisphenol S, or BPS, and that's becoming now the predominant chemical that is being used on cash register receipts, the thermal paper receipts that are printed out every time you get a cup of coffee or a pack of gum. You know, I say no more to that than any other. The major use of no in my vocabulary is at the drugstore and the gas station, because it's all BPS now, and the new data on BPS is that it's in everybody's body, so it's the new trespass chemical. And it's just as potent, or it looks like it's just as potent as an endocrine disruptor as BPA. New data that I just picked up on in cell culture, in a system that BPA is very active in, that estrogen is active in, is also now BPS is active in, just the same way. So, I think the solution here in the future is going to be paperless receipts. I think that the cash register industry is going to, all those paper companies are going to have to look for something else to sell. But until we go paperless with our receipts, and it's all electronic on your credit card, I think what's going to have to, when you get, unless you really need to maybe going to return that item, or, it's an expensive item or something you really want to check over, make sure everything was right down to the dollar, don't bring it home. I mean, it's BPS. It's going to get on your skin. It may end up contaminating your wallet. And especially those who handle a lot of receipts, people working in fast food, cash registers, cashiers, they should be wearing gloves.
But you got to have a receipt to exchange something or get your money back, Gary.
Exactly. So, but that's not most things. Most things that they give you a receipt every time you buy a cup of coffee. You're really going to return that cup of coffee?
Yeah.
In fact, I've started refusing receipts at all the fast food places. Any place that I don't need a receipt to get something returned or back from, I return the receipt. And the key really, Gary, since you don't absorb the BPA or BPS through the skin, the key is washing before you eat. It's an old tradition. Your hands before you eat, and that way so once you touch the food with your hands, the BPA or BPS goes off your hands onto the food, and you get huge doses of it. So the key you taught me, I remember back, is wash your hands before you eat. My mom taught me that, too.
Exactly. And if you don't have a sink and bathroom handy, maybe you should have like one of those little alcohol wipes, and you could just at least wipe your hands clean.
Well, I've now seen restaurants, they put in a sink in the main part of the restaurant. It's very clever. Let Us Entertain You has been doing that in Chicago. It's Chicago restaurants. And so it's a really good thing. You go over the sink and just rinse off your hands before you eat.
Yeah, quick rinse. Exactly. All right. So I know I've talked a fair bit, and Mike, you have a fairly strong interest in the air quality in China. And, the latest quote from China's, from Beijing's air quality is that the air smells like sulfur perfume, as the capital city currently looks like a poisonous, huge gas can. It's getting worse and worse as the traffic clogs the streets, and as they keep putting more coal into the atmosphere. The latest readings from mid-January from the U.S. Embassy there was the air pollution level reached 700 on a scale of 1 to 500, where anything above 200 is considered hazardous. So they're off the charts. And,
so they're higher than the scale even goes.
Exactly. And what this boils down to is that they have a command economy, unlike the U.S., where it's centrally controlled what they're going to do. And they had a five-year plan over the last 10 years to go green with their energy and with their cars. And so they've put in more solar. They've put in some electric vehicles. But nevertheless, they're still burning an awful lot of coal. And now, as the wealthier Chinese are buying SUVs instead of small EVs, you know, that's becoming a problem as well. And if anything, it's getting worse there, not better. And a new study, you know, we think of the cities, and this is relevant to the U.S. as well, we think of the cities as being areas where particulate matter and lung damage is a problem. But if you go out of the city a little bit, the air quality problem isn't particulate matter, it's ozone, because ozone forms downwind. And now they're doing studies in the Chinese countryside where they need to grow food to feed all these people, and there's a lot of ozone-related damage to their crops. So it's a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle.
Now, Gary, you also taught me that that coal was not scrubbed very well, and that we had it put mercury in the atmosphere, which settled in the Pacific Ocean, which got to the fish.
Exactly. Yeah, and studies by USGS, Our own governmental geologic survey, has found that the levels of mercury in sediment in the Pacific Ocean, which is probably coming from China, is increasing. So the global cycle of mercury, which we had under control for years and our fish were getting better, is now going the wrong direction. A lot of it from all the coal burning going on in China and other developing third world countries.
So it's really important. So it's really important not to eat those bottom feeding fish because they have much more mercury. Even at very high end restaurants, you find the mercury in the fish high end. So tuna, tilefish, swordfish. those bottom suckers or bottom feeders, don't eat them at all, even once a month. So tuna,
I want to make a distinction, though, Mike, when you say tuna fish, because canned tuna, especially the light kind of tuna, is low in mercury. Canned tuna, white tuna is moderate, but we're talking about the big tuna steaks and some of the tuna that's used in sushi. That could be very high in mercury.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had to put that part in about the fish.
Yeah. Right,
hey,
exactly.
Can I, Gary, one more, just back to that receipt thing. Is that every receipt we get has this on it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Every receipt?
Yes. Every receipt until 2006 had BPA on it. Now, in 2006, they started switching over to BPS, and now it looks like just about everybody switched over to BPS, and that doesn't pass the laugh test. If you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a toxicologist like me to know that BPS is way too similar to BPA to think that you can pull the wool over our eyes with that one. So, you know, the alternatives have to be further explored. The paperless receipts are coming. It's going to take another 5 years or so, I think, and we won't even have a lot of paper receipts. But in the meantime, just say no if you can.
Just we have to cut it off here, but just quickly, why did they go from BPA to BPS?
Because there was a hue and cry about BPA. Everybody in the mid-2000s said, aha, look at this, BPA is there, and then BPS wasn't tested.
No.
So and it was handy, and it worked, and was cheap.
All right.
So they put it in.
All right, well, I'll be back again next week with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic.com is his website. And stay with us. More of the top medical news stories of the week coming up. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip for the second hour, too. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Well, not today. Dr. Perry's not with us today. He'll be back next week. One thing about this show, we developed a terrific bench. So I'm Joe Galuski coming off the bench today.
Well, Joe, you're in the, how do we call it, the first... You're the starter of the first three quarters.
I'm the sixth man.
You're the first man. You're the starter. We just don't finish the game with you normally.
Speaking
of that, I should say I got to give a tip of the hat to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, who got 20 points behind to Milwaukee and then rallied to come back. And it was the energy of the players. So it just tells you, if you don't worry about what's happening, just like our guest said today, if you don't worry about what's happening, you just get energy and do it, maybe you can do it.
Oh, so maybe now they're with that win, they're 17 and a half games behind the first place team.
Oh, I think they're farther behind than that. We're way behind, but, you know, I've decided to renew my season tickets. One victory and I'll renew.
Well, we got a player here at Syracuse that is helping the team out, I hope, a little bit. And Dion Waiters. So.
Yeah, he had 16 points last night. You see, I'm too into it, right? He had 16 points last night.
I heard they thought about trading him, but
I hope not.
He'll be a pretty good player for that team. So Dr. Arthur Perry now with us today. He'll be back. Dr. Deb Lonser is also an expert here. She'll be back soon as well. So in the meantime, before we end the hour with the Real Age Tip of the Week.
And I should tell you that Dr. Arthur Perry was asked to be the host at a major benefit I can't remember what disease and process in New York City. And so he is guest conducting that benefit. So that's why he's not here, and I think in New Jersey, actually.
Oh, that's good. So he's excused today. Send us a note. He won't be with us today. Between now and the end of the hour and another Real Age Tip of the Week, we'll zip through some of these medical stories of the week. Mixed weight couples argue more.
I love this one.
All right. Tell us more.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to say it, Bridget, since you liked it? But it was basically thin guys and fat women who are married have a lot of fights and arguments over weight and over discipline. It's not as good as if the guy is fat and the woman thin.
But they found that there was problems with mixed weight couples.
No matter what.
In general, yeah.
Yes. And so it's better if you're both fat or you're both thin from a standpoint of marriage happening. I guess that goes with Nick Christakis' work at Harvard where your friends take on the same habits and health habits as you do. And I guess if you don't have the same habits, you're not as friendly towards one another.
And they said that it caused a lot of intimacy and communication problems among the relationships. But the researchers were saying how they weren't sure which came first, the conflict in the marriage or the weight gain, because they were saying how the cycle can often feed itself when you're in a stressful relationship that leads to eating more and then more stress and then more weight gain. So it's interesting.
How is it that some people can seem to eat anything they want and don't gain an ounce, and that some people can just eat the smallest of something that is considered to be calorie laden and put the pounds on?
Well, there are two reasons for that, Joe. One is that they eating surreptitiously at other times. So when we do home invasions, it is very common that the person who is fat in the relationship has hidden a box of candy bars in an arm of the sofa or something weird, or has these candy bars in her glove compartment or his glove compartment, etc. So one is that it may not be as it seems. And the other thing is there are two true genetic differences, that is in metabolic rate. Some people can gain weight on a 1,600-calorie diet and others won't gain weight on a 3,800-calorie diet because of metabolic rates. But in general, when you look at it, it is there is a true calorie in, calorie out formula that really does work over the long run.
I saw some commercial on TV the other day that was offering you could buy a pill to gain weight. Oh, I see these pills you can lose weight. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw something like that.
Well, there are people who we call it actually marijuana, or THC is one of the best uses of medical marijuana for cancer patients. Is it gets them to eat more when they don't have an appetite otherwise, and that's one of the problems, one of the stages of cancer or of cancer chemotherapy, where you don't feel like eating and lose weight and accelerate the process. So there is an importance to that. And for a few people, that does make a difference. But we are not a thin society.
No.
With something around 70% of us either over a BMI of 27 in the 27 to 30 range of obese or over 30 and obese. So we have a fair bit of medical problems from that and cost problems from that.
I'd be interested to know how you would advise someone, Dr. Mike, who came to you and say, I'd like to gain some weight. I'm pretty rail thin. How would you advise somebody like that?
Well, you find out why they want to gain weight. So with many, I have a couple of patients like that, and why they generally want to gain weight is they want to look, if they're a guy, more muscular or more defined for a woman. And then it is getting them into a weight-building, a muscle-building program, and making sure their levels of hormones are in the right range to build muscle, and then getting them into a weight-building program where they're building muscle in the muscles they want. So they generally, you know, women don't want to have bulging, if you will, biceps, but they like some others, and some women like bulging biceps, but it is, and you know, guys don't want bulging stomach muscles, but they do want bulging or strong back muscles. So it is getting the appropriate exercises for them, getting the appropriate food for them, and usually we add some, the easiest way of doing it is you add some healthy fat with protein, which is walnuts and cashews and mixed nuts and even those famous things that you like, pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
To their diet. So
it's my anniversary present.
Yep. So and your Christmas present, I understand.
And my birthday present.
So it is a... Those are, that's right. And you can even put them in, you know, one of those Vitamix things and get a great tasting fruit and nut smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
or fruit, and so you can teach them how to put on an extra 1200 calories a day pretty easily if you do it in a way that is rational, which is more protein. But often the people don't have something, you know, don't have an appetite. And so that's where, in fact, one of the best uses of medical THC or the end product of medical marijuana, I believe in getting it in a non-smoked form, is useful.
But there are healthy foods you can eat and gain weight.
We've just gone over the best or not.
I know what I'm saying. I just hard to believe.
Avocados are really high in
healthy avocados
fats.
Too, yeah. Yeah.
I try and tell my brother that all the time because he's 15 and he's really thin. And I feel like kids always think that they need to be like eating a lot of McDonald's to gain a ton of weight. And it's so not true.
All right, coming up after the break, the top medical news stories of the week for this week. And another Real Age Tip of the Week with Dr. Mike. In the second hour here again. We apologize. Dr. Arthur Perry now with us today. We'll be back again next week. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away. Stay with us, and thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Perry back next week. He's at an event this week. So stay with us. Another Relay Tip of the Week for the second hour. Just a couple of minutes with Dr. Mike. We'll continue on till then with some of the top medical stories of the week. If you live in the Northeast, you know this is a pretty cold week with temperatures not even hitting single numbers in some places, below zero. Overnight temperatures are going to be seeming to warm up a little bit here, middle part of the week, temperatures near 50. In some places. You know, it's pretty popular now, these polar plunges, right, where people jump into these bodies of water. They call them polar plunges, obviously for, you know, charities and that kind of thing. But you kind of wonder what that does to a body, although they don't stay in there very long, right?
Well, what it does, it's actually a stress test on your heart. Because what it does, now, there's some very interesting data, and the Stanford and San Francisco football teams have been winning in the fourth quarter because they've been using a device that cools a specific area of their body to 61 degrees. And when you do that, you can get much more stamina. So they've been using this both in practice and in games. They hide it, but that's the 49ers and Stanford. It was worked on at Stanford on cooling to 61 degrees. But cooling below that shuts off blood flow, and the reason is, by the way, it increases your blood flow to a specific area, your palms, where you open up shunts and dissipate inner heat very quickly, and thus can do more stamina exercise. So heat is one of the things that limits our endurance. But if you get too cold, you shut off blood flow to the skin to keep yourself warm inside, and that's what happens. And when you do that, you raise your blood pressure substantially if it's done fast, such as with a plunge. When you raise your blood pressure substantially, it increases the work of the heart substantially. And so it's like a quick stress test to your heart without a physician there, without it done in a way that lets you monitor it. And so some people die in this way.
Yeah.
So if you're middle-aged and or have heart risks or don't know whether you have heart risks, haven't done a stress test, it's not the most wonderful thing to do.
I mean, like right away, if you take, because, you know, the waters around here with the really cold weather, they're in the 30s. Lake Ontario is, 30, 32.
That'll raise your blood pressure. I mean, it's amazing how fast your blood pressure will go up and how high it'll go up.
Yeah.
The usual number we see when we did this on plunges into tanks was around 200 over 110.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real stress test for your heart.
Yeah, boy, it's a...
If you survive it, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But if you don't survive it, make sure you have a will written before you do it.
Yeah, we had one here today in the area where they're, you know, be jumping into the river, Seneca River here. What's the story about condoms and sex? What's this one all about?
Well, this is a very interesting one. This is the National Sex Survey. Believe it or not, we have a National Sex Survey that's done. It used to be paid for by Pfizer, the makers of Viagra. But now it's paid for by the U.S. government. It got accepted in all the nation. In fact, it's a international survey. We pay for ours, but it's done in 50 nations. It's out of the major center at the University of Chicago, I think, is the contractor for it. And what they they find interesting things like what are the two characteristics at age 58 that determines whether you'll still be having sex at age 85, Joe? Two most
important
ones.
Why are you asking
ones.
Me this, Mike?
What?
Oh, jeez.
It's whether you have a mate and how high your inflammation, your highly specific CRP is,
mm-hmm.
because it's inflammation that destroys blood vessels and blood flow,
yep.
which is absolutely key for sexual enjoyment and performance in both men and women. In any case, they looked at men and women who had used or not used condoms. No one talks about how to put it on and whether lubrication, et cetera, is good. But it turned out that the enjoyment of sex for the couple was just as high with a lubricated condom, with a little internal lubrication as you put it on, as it was for... what they called bare sex. So, in fact, the myth that, in fact, preventing sexual transmitted diseases by having a condom robbed you of some enjoyment is a myth. It wasn't true in this study.
Uh-huh.
So, when they looked at it, it was about 30,000 people.
Even though only, 18% reported using a condom?
Even though only 18% used the condom, those who did, with a little internal lubrication, had just as much enjoyment as those who did it naked, so to
speak. All right. Let's, before we end the show, time for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And by the way, this is from a question from Sonia. I'm worried I'll develop macular degeneration like my mom did. What can I do to protect myself? Well, there's very good news, Sonia, about how smart everyday habits can help you prevent age-related macular degeneration. That's a disease of the center of your macula, the macula of your retina, and that's the most important point in vision. It's a genetic link, but it doesn't seal your fate. So what we found, smoking and secondhand smoke, the most important thing to get rid of. Quitting reduces the risk over a three-year period. Wear sunglasses that block 99% of the UVA and UVB rays. So if you have a choice of wearing glasses or wearing glasses that have tinting to them, that is, that have the tint built in, get the tint built in and make sure that it blocks UV rays. Third, lose weight if you need to. Believe it or not, if you're over a BMI of 30 instead of healthier, you're 2.5 times more likely to get an AMD. So is controlling your blood pressure. If your blood pressure is above 130 over 90, you're 1.5 times more likely to get AMD than if it's at the ideal 115 over 75. And there's some supplements. Omega-3 fatty acids, DHA omega-3, found in salmon and in supplements. We get 900 milligrams of supplements from algae a day. Nutrients called carotenoids, and the most important one, lutein. So I actually take a supplement that has lutein and 10 milligrams a day with the 900 milligrams of omega-3. Vitamin C, E, and zinc. Just you get it in fresh fruit, nuts, fortified cereals, eggs, sweet potatoes, supplements, and then a multi twice a week. And get moving. The most important thing, again, movement. Don't sit still. Joe,
thank you, Dr.
Mike. Real Age Tip of the Week.
Great job. Thank you for listening today. Missed a segment, missed a topic. It's RadioMD.com, and we'll talk to you again very soon. And thanks for listening. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.